Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. When it comes to the Bible, at some point, your doubts have to give way to faith that it is what it says it is, the Word of God, and the only book that can take you across the gorge of death into eternity. Today, find out why you can trust the Bible. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues a series on what we believe and the difference it should make. We're looking once again at the book we trust, and now we have to make a black or white choice.
The question is, of course, how do we know that the Bible is the Word of God? Come with me to a university classroom. I may be 25, maybe 24, maybe 23, taking a course in philosophy in a Canadian university. And the professor is teaching us logic. Good professor. And he brings to class a snippet that he cut out from a newspaper that says that a Christian was asked, how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And the Christian said, we know it's the Word of God because it claims to be the Word of God. And the professor said, this is an example of circular reasoning. The best example he had. The Bible's the Word of God because it claims to be the Word of God. You're assuming the point to be proven. I think that all of us would admit to say that the Bible is the Word of God because it claims to be the Word of God sounds a little bit like, well, I knew that he was telling me the truth because he told me he was telling me the truth. And we know that that, of course, is logically suspect. But let me ask you this question. Is it wrong for us to find out what the Bible says about itself? Is that illegitimate? I think that that's a very good enterprise. Let's suppose that you had a visitor come in a very strange boat and land on some distant shore. Wouldn't it be okay to interview him, to ask him where he came from? And if he gave an explanation, we'd look for consistency, but we'd also bring in experts in boat manufacturing and clothing to try to verify it. But it would be all right, in fact, maybe helpful. Maybe he would tell us things about his origin that we couldn't learn in any other way. It's legitimate to ask what the Bible teaches about itself. Even in a court of law, you know, the defendant is able to stand up and defend himself. So I think it's very right that we should ask the Bible, what do you say about yourself and your origin? Well, I've already told you that about 1,500 times the Bible claims to be the Word of God. The Bible claims to be God-breathed. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's given by the breath of God. It says in Psalm 33 that the heavens were made by the breath of God, the host of them by the breath of his mouth, and the very same breath as God breathed out by his Spirit resulted in the book that we call the Bible. It claims to be inspired of God. In fact, it goes on to say that the words of the Lord are pure words as silver tried in a furnace, refined seven times. The pure word of God. Heaven and earth shall pass away, said Jesus, but my word shall not pass away. The flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. It's almost on every page of Scripture it claims to be God's book. Now, here's the question. Follow carefully. There are some people whom we call religious liberals. I'm not talking about political liberals now. I'm talking about religious liberals. And this is what they say. They say, you know, we don't believe that the Bible is a word from God. We think it's a purely human book. It's the story of the Jews in the Old Testament coming to grips with monotheism. And that's all that it is. But nonetheless, we should treat it with reverence, because it has so much good things in it, and we have to respect it. Oh, really? You're going to respect a book that has in it at least, minimally, 1,500 lies? You're going to respect this book? I don't think so. You say, well, let's put the best face on it. These guys, yeah, they were not writing God's word, but they thought they were. Are you going to accept the words of authors who were so befuddled that they couldn't tell the difference between their thoughts and God's? I don't think so. Let's suppose someone wrote a biography of Winston Churchill and throughout the biography said, now, Churchill said to me. And then we discover the guy never met Winston Churchill even once. Would we say, well, you know, he was wrong regarding that. It's true he told us all these lies, but I think that this is a very helpful biography. I think I'd use it to warm myself in winter, quite frankly. What I'm saying to you today is this. If the Bible is mistaken regarding its origin, it has nothing else to say to us that is worthwhile. Oh yeah, there's some wonderful sayings that Jesus gave on the Sermon on the Mount, but a lot of those can be found in other religions. How do you respect a book that's wrong so many times? You simply can't. Either the Bible is a good book or it is a bad book. Either it is a book that tells us the truth, or it tells us a pack of lies. Either it was written by honest men who heard from God, or it was written by deluded prophets and men whose meanderings are not worth reading. It is one or the other. And so I say to you today, make up your mind as to what you believe about the origin of the Bible that claims to be God's word, God's book. So one reason why we believe that the Bible is the word of God is a logical reason. Even skeptics admit that the Bible has had a good influence on people, and are you going to say that this book, written under such fraudulent circumstances, is good? I don't think so. I think what we need to do is to bow humbly and accept the fact that God spoke through holy men of God, and they recorded his will in holy scripture. There's a second reason, and that is the authority of Jesus. Once you've established that the New Testament documents are reliable on their own grounds, on independent investigation, that is not connected with faith, just as matters of history, you discover this Jesus who really believed, he believed in the Old Testament. In fact, this is critical. Jesus accepted the history of the Old Testament. He believed in Adam and Eve. Now, in some of our seminaries that are of a liberal tilt, they say, well, you know, we accept a lot of the Bible, but we don't like the first 11 chapters of Genesis. We don't believe that there was a flood. We don't believe in creation. And we don't believe in Adam and Eve, humanity involved. But we believe in God. We're theists. Oh, my. So you're telling me that you claim to be a Christian and you don't believe what Jesus believed? It's very strange to me. Jesus believed in Adam and Eve, in Jonah, in the flood, in Moses. He quoted the Bible over and over again. And when he encountered Satan, he says, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. It is written, man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And he's quoting the Old Testament. That's the way Jesus handled it. One day when I was in Bible college, I remember a student saying something that I had thought of myself. He said, you know, I find it easy to accept the New Testament as the Word of God, but I find it so hard to accept the Old Testament. I mean, there are passages in the Old Testament, I confess to you, I read and I say, I don't understand this. And I don't know why God did it this way. There are some very difficult, difficult parts of the Old Testament. So I understand where he was coming from. And I remember a skeptic saying, well, he said, the only way we could know that the Old Testament is true is if there was an omniscient being who knew all the details. If you're sitting here today as a skeptic, you have your wish. You have your wish in Jesus. Oh, yes, he was a man, but he was also an omniscient being who knew all the details, and he looked at the Old Testament and said, "The scripture cannot be broken." Jesus believed it, and I believe it's important for you and me to believe it too, just like he did. No, he can't get out of it. Jesus believed in the authority of the Old Testament. He believed in the teaching of the Old Testament. He believed in the prophecies of the Old Testament. And even regarding the law, he says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one crossed T," I'm paraphrasing here, "or one dotted I shall pass until it's all fulfilled." Can you believe less than Jesus if you're his follower? I hope not. Now, you know that the Bible has been vilified and criticized and cut up and spoken against. I can do no better than to read the words of Bernard Ram. "A thousand times over, the death knell of the Bible has been sounded, the funeral procession formed, the inscription cut on the tombstone, and the committal read, but somehow the corpse never stays put. No other book has been so chopped, sliced, sifted, scrutinized, and vilified. What book on philosophy or religion or psychology or letters of classical or modern times has been subject to such a mass attack as the Bible, with such venom and skepticism, with such thoroughness and erudition upon every chapter, every line, and every tenet? Yet the Bible is loved by millions and studied by millions, and the corpse never stays put." We'll remember that. It's always there. You realize what people have had to endure because they believed in the Bible? Years ago, when persecution broke out against the church in France, you had the Huguenots, who were believers influenced by the great John Calvin in Geneva. And they came to faith in Christ, and they were banished from France under Louis XIV, who thought that he was doing God a favor and actually said that he thought he should enter heaven because he had done God such a favor to get rid of these people. But in a monument in France to them, there are these words, and I hope that I remember them. "Hammer away, ye unregenerate hands. Your hammer breaks, God's anvil stands." Well, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer, and as you have just noticed, I have deep confidence in the Word of God. And the reason that I preach this message is that you also might have that confidence. Oh, yes, I know that the Bible is a human book, but it is also a divine book. It is both. Inspired by God, given to us that we might understand God as far as He can be known in this life. It's part of a series entitled What We Believe. Join us here next time as we continue these messages.
Erwin Lutzer with more of The Book We Trust, the first in a 10-part series on What We Believe. Next time on Running to Win, why so many people have been willing to die to defend the Bible. This series can be yours on CD as our way of saying thanks for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about What We Believe. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.